Let's come back to your father and the starting of the hospital in 1960 is when the doors were open. Your father was 44, you were 26. Do you know what was in his mind, how he came to that point, I want to begin a hospital?
That, John, is also a very good question. I think he'd had it in the back of his mind, that lady at St. Thomas Hospital in Nashville, because he had a paper out in that hospital and he saw how sick people were and he wanted to help them. So he wanted to build a hospital with his own money and not ask anyone in the city to put in any money at all. While I was in the Navy, before discharge in 1959, I can't remember when it was, 57 or 58, I came home on leave. We walked all over this hill out here at 61st and Yale. He had bought another property on Darlington, not as large as this property out here, but it had coal mines underneath it, and he thought that would be a problem, or was told it would be, so he had to find another location. He wanted to get my view on what I thought of this property. Of course, I loved it. I thought it had a great view of downtown, and I was thinking to myself at that time, well, if I was free to do something, wasn't in the Navy, I'd buy that property over there that the city owns too, which is now La Fortune Park, because I said that'd make a great place for a golf course. At any rate, Mr. La Fortune saw that too, or the city went to him on it. But his concept was to give back to the city. He's a very, very charitable man. He felt that God blessed him with every penny that he had. And the best way to help mankind was to help them with our health. The most sacred thing you can have in life is religion, and the second is good health. Your company and other things are not nearly as important as a person's health, and particularly in later years. So he wanted to try and develop a Mayo-type image here in Oklahoma. And we were so far out in the country. At that time, I think the city limits were about 31st Street and Yale. He took a gamble and built 200 beds out here. I would go with him to pitch doctors to move out here. I remember particularly the Springer Clinic. We had nighttime meetings with them, and in those days you could do this. We said, we'll build you a building and let you have it rent-free for the first year to see how your business goes. Well, their business went up 150% once they moved in across the street from St. Francis. We were also making pitches to other particular doctors. I remember going to see Norman Dunnitz. We didn't get Norman Dunnitz, but we got Dr. Tompkins. We got Dr. Thompson. C.T. Thompson, Lindstrom, the pediatrician, had a lot of key doctors that came out that sort of were the pillars of building St. Francis. And so he wanted that type of image. It always bothered me that if he wanted that image, why didn't he try to start a clinic like Springer or the one there close to St. John's? I mean, it was those two Mayo brothers who were doctors who built that clinic into something. In our history of things, we decided we'd start Warren Clinic. I think that's going to be an important thrust for us in the future, as well as our brain research that we're doing. We built a new building over here on the Laureate campus, and we have employed 7 investigators from NIH in Baltimore who were doing brain research there, in particular areas like depression and eating disorders. We are probably the number one institution in the country on eating disorders. We're very interested in our St. Francis image growing because of our research now and because of our children's hospital that is unique.
When he started to build the hospital, your father,
yes,
St. John was in existence.
Yes.
And was that the only hospital?
No, Hillcrest was there.
Okay.
Hillcrest
All right.
has always been there.
So did people wonder, why are you building another hospital, or did they understand that? Did he have to prove a need for the hospital?
Probably to some degree. I don't think there was a whole lot of talk about that. He tried to build it down on that park there at 21st and Peoria.
Woodward Park?
Woodward Park. And boy, the city went up in arms on that. And I think maybe that's where you're coming from in your question by saying, were people questioning the need for another hospital? Because they attacked him at the Woodward Park location by saying, we don't need another hospital there. Well, Dad knew what he wanted to do as far as a hospital, again, stemming from this experience he had at St. Thomas Hospital in Nashville. He wanted to build a hospital, so they weren't going to stop him. He came out here and took the big risk. For the first year, he couldn't pay the salaries. I mean, the hospital was in the red, so he paid that out of the Warren Foundation. That's what paid their salaries.
Why did he name it St. Francis?
Because his feast day that he was born, December the 3rd, was St. Francis Xavier's feast day in the Catholic Church.
He associated the hospital with, obviously, Catholic Church, Catholic
yes.
teachings, but it never became a property of the Church itself.
No.
But he wanted the influence of the Catholic teachings. In the
yeah,
hospital.
We had Cardinal Spellman come down for the dedication from New York, and it was the largest Catholic gift ever given, so to speak, to the Church in the name of Catholicity, although the owners of St. Francis Hospital are the bishop of the city of Tulsa, Henry Zero, and myself. We were the three primary trustees. And then we have our board of directors that manage the hospital along with the CEO and the other officers. A lot of people don't know that about who really owns St. Francis, but we don't feel like it's an asset of ours. We are managing it for the Catholic Church. We have meetings once a month with the management of St. Francis, where John Kelly, Bill Lissaw, Mark Bunch, who manages their investments for St. Francis Hospital, they're all foundation employees who are up on the ninth floor. There are 200 beds, as you know, up to 1,000 beds. Then they cut back, and now they're probably back up to 900 beds. But for St. Francis Health System, exclusive of the Children's Hospital, we've not asked the public for any money.